My name is Derek Maresca, and I study arcology at the Arc Policy Research Institute. Though home to a strong coastal defense due to its geography, the Pacific Zone appears to struggle with the ongoing land conflicts near its shared border with the Southwest Zone. Overwhelmed by the threat of separatists seeking to annex the area west of the Colorado River, the Pacific Zone began funding militia groups to mitigate the threat. As the PZ funneled billions of dollars to these groups, it seemed to publicly disavow them as non-state actors. As a result, armed groups like Argus, depicted here in the model by Thomas Doyle, appear to operate with impunity. Based on evidence found in the ARCs, we know these groups have been accused of detaining, torturing, and killing scores of civilians in contested areas. Under the guise of border defense, the groups would often undertake offensive actions against the Southwest Zone forces themselves. It was one of these cross-border raids in the spring of New Era 12 that apparently led the Southwest Zone Military Command to mount a large air and land offensive. The groups were driven out of the Colorado River region in June of that year, and the Southwest Zone Army established and enforced a permanent DMZ.